You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No Pride in Prisons are holding a march this weekend to protest the fact that the number of inmates in New Zealand has reached 10,000. BFM reporter Amanda Jane Robertson spoke to No Pride in Prisons spokesperson Emi Rakete about the march.
So at the end of 2016, the prison population hit 10,000 people for the first time. And so this march is kind of in response to the massive increase in the prison population that we've seen since the introduction of the Bail Amendment Act.
Yeah, absolutely. And what details about how prisoners are treated emerged in those recent Ombudsman reports?
Yeah, so the Ombudsman's reports are actually really interesting for a lot of reasons. So nearly 10 years ago now, the National Health Committee put out a report into healthcare in New Zealand prisons. I'm looking at prisoners' access to healthcare because corrections is required under the Corrections Act to provide healthcare to prisoners that's as good as they would get if they weren't in prison in the first place. And so the NHC put out this report to see if corrections was actually meeting that obligation. And what they found was systemic healthcare abuse. In New Zealand prisons, which means that many prisoners weren't receiving adequate healthcare whatsoever. And the Ombudsman's reports, which came out now, nearly a decade on from when that first report was issued, found that the same problems still persisted in prisons. They found institutional abuse, violence, and medical neglect of the same kind, which meant Vicky Letelu was left to develop terminal stomach cancer while she was in a New Zealand prison. So the march is in part a response to this systemic structural violence in New Zealand prisons.
Yeah, that's awful. The one 10 years ago, was there something that they were told to address? Like, was there a plan of action put in place at that point that they just didn't do?
Yeah, there were a number of recommendations made in the NHC report, and many of those recommendations are the same recommendations being made by the Ombudsman. One of the recommendations was that corrections should lose responsibility for providing healthcare to prisoners, and that the Ministry of Health should take that over, and that still hasn't happened. So healthcare is still being provided by the prisons, and generally speaking, they are choosing not to provide it.
Right. And so the recommendations in this one, what's the kind of overarching recommendation from that report?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because the Ombudsman is, they're an independent government investigation, but they're still, they are still part of the New Zealand government. And our group's fundamental assertion is that prisons can't be reformed. I mean, just looking at New Zealand prisons now, the awful state that they're in, the I mean, there are prisoners with teeth rotting out of their heads because prisons don't provide dental care, sufficient dental care. This is after nearly 200 years of attempts at reforming prisons, and they are still this bad. There's a rot in prisons, which is you know, right to the core, and no attempts at fussing around the edges and trying to fix up problems as they arise is going to deal with the fact that prisons themselves are an act of violence and must be categorically abolished.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would you say to people that say, like, we have to do this, like, jail is the only kind of option for people who commit crimes?
I mean, the reality is when people do commit crimes, we send them to a pressure cooker where violence is constant and unavoidable. That is not a way to deal with crime. People who have done wrong need help, and we have the capacity as a society to do that for them now. But what we're doing at the moment doesn't even stop violence from occurring in the first place. It doesn't prevent crime, seeing as the recidivism rate is nearly 50%. The reality is that what we are doing right now does not work.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the State of the Nation speech the other day, the Prime Minister announced a new $500 million budget towards corrections and police, and I think 1,100 new police staff and 880 of them will be like sworn officers. What's kind of No Pride in Prison's response to that announcement?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people try to pass off what Bill English has called for as social investment. Police aren't a social investment. Police are a tool of violence used primarily against Māori communities in this country. The police used to issue a report every year called the Tactical Options Research Report, which detailed the use of force. And what we saw in that, the most recent one was issued in 2014, and it showed that police used force against Māori at 8 times the rate that they used force against Pākehā. Then they stopped issuing these reports and have refused to comply with Official Information Act requests to get the raw data. So, more police, more prisons are not the answer, because what we've seen is that there is no evidence to show that increasing policing, increasing the use of prisons, actually brings the crime rate down. What we see is that people go to prison, they suffer immense trauma in that situation where violence is constant and unavoidable, and then they come back to communities worse off than when they went in.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what does No Pride in Prisons believe? I know prison abolition, but what kind of do you think are the steps towards that?
So there are a huge number of things which need to be fixed in the society if we're going to deal with crime. Crime isn't caused by people who have evil souls, or, there is no such thing as a fundamentally bad person. But what we have is a social structure which is premised on exploitation and the extraction of value from labour. What we need to see is a society premised on equality and, you know, fundamental, simple, basic human care for each other. Part of that means treating people who have done harm like people and helping them to become better people. And what we have right now is a system which warehouses these people in terrifying, traumatizingly violent warehouses, basically, and abandons them to these environments where they cannot become better, they cannot come to terms with what they've done, and they can't deal with any of the personal problems they may have because they've been stripped from their communities.
Yeah, absolutely. So would you see a more like rehabilitative, restorative justice kind of model?
Yeah, exactly. Although there needs to be a focus not only on restoring the relationships between people, but a structural focus to our efforts to rehabilitate people. That means addressing the kind of poverty which affects whole communities, not just individuals who might act out and cause social harm. So ending the exploitation of the working class by the ownership class,
mm-hmm.
Ending white supremacy in this country, ending the economic separation between rich and poor. And until we do that, crime is never going to go away. Many more people now are being imprisoned for so-called dishonesty offences. These are people who are committing benefit fraud so that they can feed their children.
Mm.
Those aren't crimes that go away when you say, hey, if you do this, you'll go to prison, because people don't have the choice whether or not they commit those. It's commit crimes or your family suffers. And that's an easy decision to make for most people.
Mm, absolutely. And being an election year this year, how do you think that's going to affect how politicians talk about and address police and the prison system and the justice system and issues that are wider than that and systemic, like poverty?
What we've seen in the lead up to this election has been a lot of penal populist posing from National and Labour. Both of them have been competing to be seen as the toughest on crime. So Labour said, oh, we want 800 more cops. And the National said, we want 1,200 more cops. I'm expecting ACT to announce they want 20 billion more cops. but the reality is that they aren't taking crime seriously. They aren't taking the root causes of wrongdoing in society seriously. They're just trying to throw cops at it. And that's a dumb solution. That is a brute force, idiotic attempt to try to put more armed thugs on our streets to primarily end up tasering mentally ill people. That won't deal with the reasons that people are suffering. They won't deal with the reasons why people are acting out. All it will do is shuffle more and more people into these holding cells where they are essentially tortured for years at a time and then let back into their communities where they don't have the tools not to do harm at that point because they've been through so much trauma that they don't know any other way to act.
Yeah, absolutely. So for people who want to support and find out more about the march, what are the details for that on Saturday?
Yeah, so it's this coming Saturday, February the 11th. We're meeting outside Aotea Square at midday, and then we're going to march over to Mount Eden Prison. There'll be public speaking at both ends of that, and then outside the prison we're going to have some live music played loud enough, not just for people who are on the march, but also for our whānau in prison.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.